I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I know one guy who's a great athlete and a guy that would probably be able to outrun anybody in the press box. He covers the Indians. He is Chris Ostenheimer from the Chronicle Telegram, and he joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What's up, Ossie? How are you?
What's up, Andy? How are you?
Good. I'm looking forward to the playoffs. I got to tell you that, what time are we starting? 2:05 on Friday. It stinks. Yeah. It stinks for kids. It's a bad time.
I think both of them actually stink, to tell you the truth.
Because you're up against college football in the second one?
What?
Because of college football on Saturday, or why?
Just in general, I'm not a fan of playoff games, day playoff games. I mean, I used to be, it was novel, you know, but when you actually have to be part of one, I just like the postseason prime time, and I know they can't do that for every single team, but it is a bummer, especially game one, you know, 2 p.m. game one. It's like, I don't know.
With great pitching, marquee pitching matchups coming up in this series. To me, it's ridiculous, and it's just, I just don't understand. You know, they probably could play two games at once and play them both in prime time. Why not do that?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I guess they think that it's going to take the viewership from one. I don't know. I mean, what's the difference if both of them get, you know, your combined numbers? I agree. I mean, you got the defending world champions, too. And, hey, here you go. Open up at 2 p.m. Thanks. I'm with you.
Hey, Chris, before we get on to the Indians, Andy and I solved the problems of Major League Baseball earlier with the starting times and this. Why are you playing a 163rd game to decide a division title when you've played that team 19 times? Season series record to decide that thing?
Yeah, I think that's the way it should be, too. I mean, you play this all this time, and really, you know, the regular season obviously matters, but make it matter a little bit more, you know, how you did during the regular season in one game. Yeah, I mean, I don't like the one-game wild card, to tell you the truth. I like more teams being in, but it just seems kind of, you play that whole all that time in an immediate one game to decide whether you're going home or moving on. And I'm not a big fan. I would definitely agree with you there too.
So the solution that we came up with is forget about a 163 and make it so it can't ever happen because you've got too many tiebreakers. And I guess at the end it comes down to a coin flip. If for some reason you should have rainouts or something where you you have a split, or you know, whoever wins the season series should get it. So make that meaningful and then play a best of three for the wild card. Look, the Indians aren't playing until Friday, right? Why couldn't you have them play a series starting the next day? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday's an off day, and then boom, you go on Friday. Or depending on, you know, how it plays out, you know, maybe you're flexible on the Thursday, but have a three-game wild card playoff so it's a little bit more meaningful. And you follow the format of what baseball is, and that's playing in series.
I'm with you. Yeah, I just said I'm not a big fan of the one game wild card, and it is. It's baseball's got some issues. They're trying to fix things, but you know, I think that they've gotten ahead of themselves a little bit too much, and it's, you know, let's fix like these things instead of worrying about pitch clocks and things like that. And it seems like it's an easy thing. It's an easy fix, and you wonder why they wouldn't just do that, because I don't think anybody's really in favor of a one-game wild card.
Well, I can tell you why. TV, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's what paid the bills, you know, and sure. and that's why they do it, but it still doesn't – it's not right. It's not good for growing the game.
Kind of won, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Grow the game. Grow it. You're not growing it by doing that. All right, let's get into the meat and potatoes of this series. Kluber, Carrasco, Clevinger, and then Bieber or Bauer, and I'm just double-checking because Hoop had it, but – Bauer is probably going to start game four as long as they don't need to use him in one, two, or three. Does that sound kosher?
That's exactly what's going to happen, I think. If Tito wants him, it's a tough one with Bauer because I think that he probably could start, but I do see him. I mean, if he can pitch and he can be effective, because he's not that guy that, you know, oh, he needs to be on a certain regimen or a routine. He's not as routine oriented as Kluber is, where he could pitch. I mean, the guy says all the time he can throw 200, 300 pitches in a start. So he could be a serious weapon if you really, you know, bring him in crucial situations, maybe early in the game or middle of the game, and you can use him more than one game. So, I mean, at first it looks like a bad thing because, hey, this is Trevor Bauer. He probably would have won the Cy Young if he didn't get hurt. Then again, hey, if you can use him in more than one game and he can be effective, then that's a serious weapon. So, but I think that's the plan to start, that he would obviously start game four if they don't use him. But I think they're going to use him, to tell you the truth.
Chris, what do you think about the matchup with the Astros?
Everybody, they're defending champions. They're very talented. They're probably the only rotation in baseball that can match the Indians. So it's a tough test, obviously, and you're starting on the road. I think the Indians, if they do get past the Houston Astros, I think they go at least, I think they do advance to the World Series. I'm not going to say they win. I do think they get, if they get past Houston, you know, but it is a really tough matchup. And I guess the other, do you want to play Boston? No. First round. Do you want to play the Yankees? I don't think you want to play anybody outside of Oakland. I'm not even sure about that either. So it's a tough matchup all the way around. But that is the one thing that the Astros scare me, because they can match the Indians' rotation. Cleveland's rotation is what gives them the edge over most teams they play.
Chris Ostenheimer joining us from the Chronicle Telegram. Make sure you read him every day. By the way, he is a great read. And he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. All right, so first of all, when do you think they're going to give us a 25-man roster? And guys like Greg Allen, Rajah Davis, Yandy Diaz, Eric Gonzalez, who's got a concussion right now, what are their chances of being on this roster?
Tito always likes to go up to the last minute with the roster, as most managers do. So I would think you would get it in the last possible day that he can announce it. I think Greg Allen makes it. I don't think that Rajah does, which is kind of, you know, you'd like to have that, especially with a guy like that who provided one of your greatest postseason moments ever.
Right.
You'd like to have him back in the roster because maybe he could do that again. Then again, you think that's a once in a lifetime moment, so maybe he's not going to do that again. But I don't see him carrying both those guys, Allen and Davis, because they're pretty much the same player. And I think Allen's actually better defensively. So, and I think Yandy Diaz makes it too. I mean, he's too much of a pinch hit weapon off the bench. I mean, the guy's shown that he can hit in the major league level and hit consistently. So I do think he makes it. I don't know about Gonzalez, if they clear him or not, but you would think that you need a utility infielder. But then maybe you don't, because maybe you have Kipnis come back in if you're in a situation like that. So it's going to be interesting. But I don't think that Rajah, if there's one thing I'm really confident in, I don't think that Rajah is on the roster. Now watch when they announce it, he will be.
Chris, how big of a factor is Josh Donaldson in the postseason? Because that's why they brought him here. Do you think it pays off?
I do think it pays off. I mean, he's shown enough. Where if he would have struggled and you saw maybe like one game, two games, then, you know, where he did something, then maybe you're thinking, wow, maybe this isn't going to work out after all. But I think he's done enough. And, he's a veteran. He's been there before. And I think it's going to be an asset. I mean, that's you're talking about a former MVP, and it's not like he's on his last leg. I mean, obviously he's been hurt this year, but I think that can only benefit you. I mean, a clubhouse, on the field, defensively, all the way around, really.
All right, Chris, give us a prediction in the series.
The Indians in five.
Indians in five. So it ends up back in
coming
Houston.
Coming back to Houston, yeah. And Kluber, instead of not pitching well last time around, I don't want to say he redeems himself, because he pitched like a beast in 2016 postseason. And everybody seems to forget that, you know, because he ran out of gas in game seven. It's like, oh, he's never had a good postseason run. Well, he certainly did in 2016. So I think Blues gets it done in game five for him, and they move on.
Thank you very much. Make sure you read him every day in the Chronicle-Telegram. He is Chris Ossenheimer, and you are a great read, my friend. A great read.
Thank you, guys.
I just want you to know that.
Thanks, Chris.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.